I'm James Dean Bradfield, and this is Inspired by Hara. It feels like I've been hearing the name Victor Hara come out of my speakers since I was 16 years old. From the songs of The Clash, Calexico, and U2, amongst others, I've become captivated by the music and story of Chilean musician Victor Hara. I've made an album called Even in Exile, which is inspired by Hara. I'm not the first artist whose creativity has been fueled by Hara, and I wanted to look deeper at why so many have been influenced by him.
Muchas gracias. This next song is for Victor Hara, for those who fought against injustice and who paid the highest price, even in this building.
I was inspired by what had happened to his life and what he stood for and where he came from and just, you know, standing up all the way until the very end.
The proper protest songs, his, are so heartfelt. It's like there's no rage to them. True activists aren't angry. They're just completely determined and completely sure of themselves.
What I find really striking about Hara is that even with his more kind of aggressive, very topical, very detailed songs, where there's more anger in his voice, it's still quite mellifluous and sort of instantly appealing.
It's not about these small acts of cowardice. It's more about the spirit that he tapped into and how he inspired so many people.
It lifted people up, people who were poor and struggling, or people who were imprisoned, or people who were not seen by the upper class of Chile, not seen by the Pinochets. And Victor did that for Chileans, gave them an identity.